Thursday, October 29th, 2008. DPP councillor makes attack claims. Unpleasant experience. Wang Dingyu claims he was roughed up by a man he suspected was a gangster and had his office in Tainan ransacked on Thursday. Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, Tainan City Councillor Wang Dingyu, who is under investigation over allegations he instigated an incident last week that saw Association for Relations Across the Taiwan Strait, ARATS, Vice Chairman Zhang Mingqing fall over. Said yesterday he had been the victim of an assault by pro-China gangsters. Zhang was allegedly manhandled by Wang and a group of pro-independence supporters during a private visit to the Confucius Temple in Tainan City last Thursday. Zhang fell to the ground during the commotion. During a press conference yesterday, Wang said his office in Tainan was ransacked on Thursday and later a man he suspected of being a gangster, Huang Ruyi, and his friends came to his office, asking Wang to apologize to Zhang, saying that some people from China were offering money to people willing to hurt him if he did not. Reporters. Wang said that later in the afternoon, he met Huang and his friends again in a building in Taipei, where two reporters from cable channel CTI were also present. A gangster told me, "You had better offer an apology to the camera, or I could kill you with one shot," Wang said. Wang said he also received an anonymous telephone call saying there were people who were willing to pay for Wang to run an apology in the national press. According to the CTI footage, Huang sat by Wang on the sofa, saying, "Zhang Mingqing is my friend. Wang Dingyu is my younger brother. Pushing Zhang was not done to attract attention for his bid for Tainan mayor, but to defend Taiwan." Huang then pounded Wang on the chest twice, saying there is no one in Taiwan who can touch him, only me. I represent Wang in his apology to Zhang. Wang, meanwhile, was silent and appeared embarrassed in the footage. Wang said he was scared that he would be hurt, and the 4 hours there were torture. Threat. The threat seemed to come from China, he said. Wang said he had met Huang 3 times before, but that he did not know him well. Wang made a statement to police about the incident last night. Earlier, Gao Zhengsheng, deputy head of the Criminal Investigation Bureau, said, "When we talked to him on October 26th, he said he had promised his friends that he would not report this to the police. When we talked to him yesterday, he said no comment. Today, he just said, 'I am busy.'" Gao said that Huang finished making a statement at the Taipei City Police Department at about 11 p.m. on Monday. But Huang had refused to report to the police and finish his statement. In addition to Huang, Gao said police had interviewed several other people who were present at the scene, but their statements did not match the story Huang had told during his press conference. We need Huang to tell us what happened, Gao said. Meanwhile, Gao said police had submitted the case to the Taipei District Prosecutor's Office for further investigation. Prosecutor Deng Dingqiang, who is in charge of the investigation, said he would summon Wang, Huang, and other witnesses in the near future. Huang told police that Wang visited him on that day because they are old friends. He said he did not do the things Wang has accused him of, Deng said. Huang was arrested in Jinmen yesterday as he attempted to board a ferry bound for Xiamen, Fujian province. Huang was stopped by immigration officers who would not allow him to board the ferry. He was forced to fly back to Taiwan instead. Chinese Nationalist Party KMT Caucus Secretary General Zhang Shuowen questioned the veracity of Wang's story, saying that he might be staging a political stunt. KMT legislator Wu Yusheng asked why the councillor did not report the case to the police immediately, adding that the footage of the meeting showed Wang acting naturally and calm.